Psalm 48, Preface. In this psalm, King David says of the Lord, "Thy right hand is full of righteousness." By virtue of his righteousness, God punishes the ungodly and defends the godly as a just and almighty Lord. By this, the haters and persecutors of the Christians should take warning to repent in the time of grace, and to cease fighting against the Christians, lest they lose soul and salvation. For what is done to his own who believe in him, the Lord regards as done unto himself. From this, Christians should learn not to be offended or to think it a strange thing if they are hated by the world and evil spoken of by men. For Satan and his agents cannot otherwise than hate the Christians. But God has also promised, "If we but hold to Christ, he will be our friend and protector, and the enemy of our enemies." If we must suffer wrong in this world for the sake of truth and right, we should not become sorrowful and discontented, but should rather rejoice to be conformed to the image of Christ, and should patiently wait for his deliverance. Let us but diligently hear the word of our God, and heartily rejoice over its promises, and we shall surely experience that God judges righteously, delivering his own and overthrowing his enemies. On this, let us hear the words of the 48th Psalm. The Ornaments and Privileges of the Church. A Song and Psalm for the Sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled, and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad, because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Summary. Like the 46th, this psalm glorifies God as the defense of Jerusalem and the protection of Zion against mighty kings who threatened to destroy it, but had to retreat with shame. The Lord had promised to be the God of Israel and to dwell at Jerusalem, and he certainly proved himself the God, the guard, the benefactor, and the defender of the people and the city. We should sing this psalm in praise to God for the preservation of the gospel against the raging of kings and princes, of popes and infidels, who often threatened to extinguish the truth of Christ, but soon were troubled and hasted away in confusion and fear. God is the guide of his people. He conducts them safely on in the midst of their enemies. He guides them unto death, yea, and through death, and beyond the grave, that no torment can touch them. And as a just judge, he apportions the richest rewards to the greatest sufferers. Those whom he leads down to the portals of deepest humiliation, he will exalt the higher, and will adorn them with the brightest crowns. Prayer. Thou, O God, didst aforetime uphold thy church, and defend it with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm against the violence of tyranny and the wiliness of malice. Thy providence extends over all, and thy name is great unto the ends of the earth. Continue to show thyself the God of thy people, convert their enemies, or restrain their malicious counsels, and keep us in thy faith and fear, through Jesus Christ. Amen.